Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning and welcome. This is Joe. I'm calling in live right now. It's 1 minute past the hour, and this is Wednesday. Listen, I'm about to jump on a plane. I'm heading to an event in Orlando, but I just wanted to check in with you guys, let you know that we are here. We will be here. I'll be back here tomorrow morning. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to replay a training that we did not long ago. It's called Magic Make a Grand in Commission is the name of this training. It's about 20 minutes long. I'm going to ask that you have a listen. And for those of you who understand what's going on in Orlando, if you're going down there, I'll see you there. For the rest of you guys, I'll be back here tomorrow. Don't forget, we also have a presentation call in this slot tomorrow. Make a Grand in Commission is the theme for today. So here, check this out.
Do you have a passion for customer service?
Oh,
Centene, a Fortune 500 company, will be holding on-site interviews for many customer service positions. Bring your resume to our upcoming job fair at the Sheraton Phoenix Airport Hotel Tempe on July 12th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and July 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Together, we can transform the health of the community one person at a time. To learn more about our new job openings, visit Centene.com/careers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, you guys, and welcome to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe, and it is 7 o'clock in the morning at my house, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, straight up. Today is July 7th, and this is a live training event. I'm going to be spending about another 15 minutes with you guys, so give me your undivided attention, if you will. I invite you to take some notes, if you'd like, and also want you to know that the goal, our goal every single morning, is threefold. There are three things we want to do here. We want to energize you. We want to maybe give you something to think about. We want to socialize. I'm going to invite anybody who would like to make a contribution, make a comment, ask a question. Maybe you're a prospect or somebody who's considering Pure Profit Pro or Tidem for your alternative or your solution. If you have a question about what it is we do, how we get paid, how you can participate, all you've got to do at any point is press 1 on the keypad of your telephone. Now, if you're listening at our live stream, we are streaming live right now on the internet. Our live stream is profitproradio.com. Also, want you to know that profitproradio.com is kind of like a warehouse. Every single one of these live training events that we have ever done is archived there. Okay, so you can go there at any point in time and listen to this stuff. And if you are listening right now at profitproradio.com and you'd like to jump into the fray and make a comment, all you've got to do is dial in. Here's our dial-in number for you internet listeners, right? We're in North America, okay? For those of you who are outside of the USA or outside of North America, we're in the USA, so I guess the country code is 1. And then our phone number is 929-477-2874. Again, my name is Joe. I'm the host. So what we're going to do is we're going to energize, we're going to socialize, and then in 15 minutes we're going to mobilize, which means we're going to go out there and we're going to have an impact, right? I got some things that I'm thinking about this morning I want to quickly share with you. I'll cover three things, okay? We're going to visit the Magic Kingdom. We're going to talk about life in the Magic Kingdom. We're also, I want you guys to consider how much your work matters. Okay, I'm going to do my best this morning to assist you in taking it out of the context, right? We're going to talk about the magic, make a grand in commission. At the same time, there's a much higher purpose going on here. There's something that is very, very cool. And so what I want to start with here this morning is what I learned last night. You know, last night there was a very, very cool event. And I'm going to make sure next week that you guys are aware of this event. And it was really, really awesome. There was a whole bunch of people there. It was a hangout, okay? It was like one of those live online hangouts. I don't know, there was maybe 10 presenters there and a whole bunch of people were viewing. And it was interesting because I learned some things last night about our group. You know, I instinctively knew some stuff. You know that feeling you get, instinct? You know the feeling in your gut when you just know something? You know, that's instinct, right? That's Mother Nature. That's your inner sense. That's your spidey sense, your Spider-Man sense, right, where you just know stuff. But every once in a while, because we are human beings living on Earth, it's nice to get some validation. And so I knew some stuff about our community And then last night I had a chance to meet some brand new people in our community and hear from them and hear what their perspective is on their experience and their mission here with us in our community. And so for example, I learned last night that we are right in the center of an amazing, amazing thing. You know, Pure Profit Pro is cool, right? You can make up to $1,000 every single time someone joins you in business. And then, of course, we have our parent company, or our, you know, where the big people play. And I say that with, I may sound sarcastic, but for those of you who are in Pure Profit Pro, it's a very, very cool spot to be. But there's something else called Titem, which is a time freedom. Titem is like, there's some serious coin there, right? Like, you know, people, you can participate at north of $20,000 on one member who joins you in the business. So that's pretty cool. But the thing I learned is that at the essence, at the core of this, is the people have such passion, okay? They truly, truly do. And this was an exciting thing for me to experience last night. Now, I know a couple of you guys know who Susan and Tammy are. They clearly, they're out there on the front. You hear them, you see them. They're all over Facebook, very, very active in social media. And then there's another guy that I've known for many, many years. You may know who Jason is. And so I've known these individuals, these three. But then there was a whole bunch of people yesterday that I had never met. It was my very first time meeting them. And it was really, really interesting because the topic of the discussion last night was, what does freedom really mean to you? What does it mean in the context of what it is that we do here, free enterprise and personal responsibility? And it was really, really interesting because after that question was asked by Susan, it was probably for the next, I don't know, nearly an hour and a half, maybe 90 minutes, give or take, to hear these individuals come out and share their stories, just a little bit about who they are, how they've arrived here, and what this really means to them. And it was exciting. It was truly exciting. And here's something that was really, really interesting that I found last night. You know, there's chats. You know what a chat room is, right? There's a live chat. And people were open, you know, this was interesting as well. Not much activity in the chat room. You know, I've been on tons of Google Hangouts, you know, and there's sometimes a chat room open. And it seems like the chat room, sometimes it's kind of it's almost like I want to just go, oi, could somebody please turn off the chat? Because many, many times when you get on these Google Hangouts, people are talking about the weather. They're talking about their, you know, their families. They're talking about, you know, their favorite sports team. And there's all this chat going on that's unrelated to the topic. And it's kind of like a pet peeve of mine, right? And so it was interesting last night, though, because I was seeing the chat room, and it was just quiet. It was still. People were actually paying attention, and I know that there was a lot of inspiration being shared and motivation being absorbed. I can speak for myself. I was, like, so fired up. It was crazy. And then this was interesting. All of a sudden, somebody pops into the chat, and they said, this person said in the chat, what is this webinar about? I thought this was about making money. And it was so interesting when I saw that, because immediately I was like, and please forgive me. Forgive me if I sound judgmental, okay? But my first thing in my brain was like, dude, this is all about money. This is all about money. And the reason I say that is because money, the money that we're looking for in our lives, the money that we have to pay the bills, the money that we have to feed our families and live our lives and pay for our kids and all those things, all of that money is going to come as a byproduct of some other activity. Money is just energy, and you get a reward, okay, based on the amount of energy you put in, right? Now, you know, Steve Siebold in his book, How Rich People Think, he talks about this very topic of people who are living out there in the brick and mortar world. Let me take that back. I call them hamsters in a wheel. If you listen to our radio show on Monday, we talked about hamsters in the wheel and that, you know, everybody's out celebrating because the hamsters are out of the wheel for the day. You know, the people who just, the average, you know, like, I can't even think of the word to use because I honor everybody, but you know what I'm talking about. People who work a job, all right? People who working, you know, for an hourly wage. That's all that they see. They go in and they say, well, if I put in 8 hours, I'm going to get paid for 8 hours. And if I put in some overtime, I'm going to get a little extra money, and hopefully I'm going to get time and a half. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're like, okay, well, money's not enough money, so we need to get more energy moving. We need to get more people in the rhythm. We need to get my spouse working so we can start doubling up on the money. So money is just the byproduct of that activity, right? And that's a linear approach. A linear approach. Okay, I put in the time. I go to the factory. I go to the coffee shop. Wherever it is that you're doing, the more hours I put in, the more money I get paid. And so when I was thinking about this last night, when this person asked the question and says, what is this webinar about? I thought this was about making money. And the thing that I realized last night, again, in Steve Siebold's book, How Rich People Think, it's in the second chapter, he talks about how people who are truly wealthy, the people who have unlimited resources, their money is derived from service. Their money is derived from big thinking, from participating at a different level. Okay, the opportunities that we're looking for are everywhere. It's whether or not we're open to receiving them and then open to serving. Okay, and this is what I learned last night. When I listened to person after person after person here in our community, and I'm sharing this with you guys because it's important that you know this. If you're here with us, if you're going to be with us in our community, what you have to know is there is a much higher purpose here. Okay, we are connectors. Okay, that's what we are. We connect with people and we share with them from a very authentic place exactly what is going on in our lives, in our businesses, and how they can achieve that too. And yesterday when I was listening again to all of these individuals, and many of them are multiple six-figure earners, there were people there who are seven-figure earners. That's $1 million. That's six zeros. That's a one and six zeros or more, two, three, four. My point is these are seven-figure earners. And it's so interesting, right? Because when you sit in a room with people who are six, multiple six, that's like 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 and north of that, you know, six figures is 999,000. That's six figures. So when you're sitting in a room with people who are generating that kind of a lifestyle, that kind of a resource, that kind of income, and then north of there, and you're sitting there and there are people who are generating seven figures, it's interesting to hear the conversation. It's interesting because these individuals get the fact that this is, it's a way more, it's a high calling what we do. And this is what I want you guys to take from this morning's 15 minutes. You know, I want you to consider what it is that we really are doing here. What is it that we are really engaged in here? I want you to feel the mission for real. Now, this may sound like BS. Maybe you're brand new. You're like, yeah, whatever. I just want to make some money, like the person last night who asked the question, what is this webinar about? I thought this was about making money. And it really is about making money, because when you listen to the people who are making the serious money, what they're talking about is their heart. What they're talking about is their passion. What they're talking about is the connection they feel with other people who are of like mind. Now, we have to feed the bulldog. We have to make – it's all about the magic. Make a grand in commission. Make a grand in commission. You can do it every single day. Some people do it every single hour. There are people here who just, you know, they work a 20-hour week and they make $20,000 this week. And we do have the systems. We do have the sales funnels. We do have the conversions. And we do have – it's just amazing what goes on. We have the training. We have the webinars. We have this – live training event every single day. So it is about having the resources to live that life. But in order to have the resources to live the life, something has to come first, and that is feeling the mission. Okay? Feeling the mission. You know, today I came across something on Entrepreneur Magazine. I urge you guys, okay, especially if you've only got a little bit of time. I know we live busy lives, right? Kids and work, and I know people are commuting right now. I get that, right? So what I want you to do is, you know, in the mornings, rather than turn on Fox News, oh, forget about it, please, rather than turn on any news, when you turn on the news, what do you see? Mayhem, murder, fire, drownings, explosions. Really? Really? Is that really what you want to put into your noodle in the morning? Is that really the way you want to start your day? Do you ever wonder why you're restless and you have anxiety? Well, I can tell you that if you're putting the news into your noodle first thing in the morning, forget about it. Unless, of course, it's the sports, unless you want to know who won yesterday. But so this morning, and this is what I'm going to urge you guys to do, I get up in the morning today, and I'm having my coffee, and into my Google search bar, I just put entrepreneur. And I always get, and I'm going to actually save this now to my, I probably already have it on my toolbar, entrepreneur.com. The cool thing about entrepreneur.com is it's designed for people who live in a busy world. And they've got all these different topics, okay? They got things like personal development, and they've got, you know, business-related stuff, and they've got all these different, you know, these different topics. And so this morning as I was going through, I came across something on Entrepreneur Magazine, and it was so relative to the conversation we're having here this morning. The name of this article, if you'd like to look it up, and here's the cool thing, okay? Usually when you're looking at Entrepreneur Magazine online, entrepreneur.com, they'll tell you how long it takes for you to read this article, which is cool. So you're looking, and they know that you're busy, so they'll say, this is a 3-minute read, a 5-minute read. So you can squeeze in 3, 4, 5 minutes, and you can suddenly have something in your noodle that inspires you. So this morning, one of my things, and this is under the sales category, it says, take a Zen approach to succeed in sales. And I won't read all of these Zen. This is a guy who's a door knocker, right, going door to door selling stuff, knocking on the door of a total stranger and then pitching something to the person who answers the door. But in this thing, what he says here, and this is the one that really I'm going to close with this because I'm out of time, is feel the mission, okay? Feel the mission. That's what he says. This is a guy who knocks on doors for a living. I don't know what he's selling, but he has a mission that he's attached to. And this is my topic this morning, what I learned yesterday about the mission here, and this is where your results will lie. This is it right here. If you really want to make money, then get real with this. What we do here is not only honorable, it is important. What we do here is create space for people to come and join a community of like-minded individuals who truly care about what's going on and care about each other. And in this entrepreneur article, he says, feel the mission. I've come to understand, this is a guy who knocks on doors, right? So you think he's selling vacuum cleaners or something? You know, the Fuller Brush Man? What he says is, I've come to understand that I am a connector. I find people who will benefit from a product or service and show it to them so they can decide if and how they'll let it help them. My personal mission enables me to take pride in what I do and feel deeply good about the entire process, not only the results. How cool is that? And this is what I learned last night. Our work matters. Your work matters. What we do here, sharing with this, we've got killer product. Right, last night we talked about some things that are coming up, you know, live events, really cool stuff. But right now what we really have is an opportunity for people who are struggling and frightened and broke to get started in a business that really provides service. We've got killer products. If you've ever taken a look at our products, if you're looking at us for the very first time, we've got killer, you know, e-learning, webucation-based products, second to none, that will assist anybody who's serious about growing in life, growing their business, growing online. It really is an amazing suite of products. And then additionally, we have this income opportunity that will blow you away, right? You can get in here for $250. And I mean, if you're working in a burger joint, and most, you know, the minimum wage nowadays is up to $15 in some states. You know, if you're making $600 a week, you can scrape up $250 to get into the game and watch what happens to your business. Watch what happens to your life. Watch what happens to your bank account when you just plug in and stay consistent with lead generation and follow-up and the things that we're going to teach you. Okay, that's it. My 15 minutes is now, I've gone for 17 minutes, so I got to roll. I want to thank you guys for being here this morning. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow is a business opportunity call. I'll close the sales for you. We've developed a pretty cool script, and we see people having results because of the script that we're using on Friday mornings. So tomorrow morning, what I'm going to do is just, as they say, I'm going to tell the story of Pure Profit Pro and how people can get started and how the money is made. And then tomorrow, I'm going to ask you guys to come out and make a contribution. Give me a testimonial. Help me with this, would you? Would you help me with this, especially on Fridays? Until then, man, let's go make a deposit. The bank is open. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Do you have a passion for customer service? Centene, a Fortune 500 company, will be holding on-site interviews for many customer service positions. Bring your resume to our upcoming job fair at the Sheraton Phoenix Airport Hotel Tempe on July 12th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and July 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Together, we can transform the health of the community one person at a time. To learn more about our new job openings, visit Centene.com/careers. Do you have a passion for customer service? Centene, a Fortune 500 company, will be holding on-site interviews for many customer service positions. Bring your resume to our upcoming job fair at the Sheraton Phoenix Airport Hotel Tempe on July 12th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and July 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Together, we can transform the health of the community one person at a time. To learn more about our new job openings, visit Centene.com/careers.
I just have to protect yourself. So talking about knowledge. for understanding.
Oh, no.
Thank you for supporting us.
Oh, my word. Of course I support. I always support you.
I know, but sometimes you're
harsh?
Well. Hey,
it's tough love, Joe.
Hey, ask around.
I'll ask around. It's tough love, Joe.
Hey, if anybody's been abused, it's you, right? The way I talk to you and some of my glibness and some of my snark.
I know what you're talking about, but to anyone reading outside of that conversation, what you're saying, unless you have a trigger, there's nothing out of the box. It's not over the line. It's just professional aggravation having a discourse.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't anything over the line in what you said at all.
I don't think so.
No,
Okay. See you guys. I do.
I'll